dreams and imagination, you say you'd be grateful for what's been taken away from you. It's not yours. It's not yours. And sooner or later, each and every individual person in this life has to move on. We can't control each other. We can just help each other. We are grateful for those people in our life that are willing to stay around and go on the journey with us. I guess the biggest prayer I say to everybody as they go on this journey towards God, that they always have people that will go on the journey with them, that will walk alongside of them, that will be with them. It's hard to take that journey all alone. It's lonely by yourself. It's so neat and so special and so beautiful to have people on that spiritual journey with you. That's life. That's living. That's what it's all about. You see, you practice these principles in all the things you do in life. You take these steps and these principles on your job. You take them to bed with you at night. Take them into your love life. Take them in every situation in your life. And you learn to be open. And you learn to grow. And you learn to accept. You learn the beauty of life. That's discovering God within you. The serenity, the peacefulness, the gentleness of God. It's such a beautiful journey. And these steps are so beautiful as they lead you on it. We've got to learn not to be afraid, but to take the steps, to work the steps, to continue the journey. I guess what I'm really sharing with you today is something very special. I'm inviting all of you to go on a very special journey of life. A journey that will lead you to places you never thought you could be led to. A journey that will lead you in directions you may not even want to go. A journey that will teach you the gift of yourself. A journey that will open up doors never been opened to you before. It'll be a real adventure. Will it be scary? Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes you'll be very scared. But you know what? Don't take the journey alone. Take it with your higher power. Take it with those people that are part of your life that want to be on that journey with you. Let them be part of that journey. And don't be afraid to take somebody along with you. It's the beautiful part of relationships, the beautiful part of growing, the beautiful part of life. See, discovering God as I understand Him inside of me is to be open to whatever God is for me. It's to be open to myself. It's to be open to my spiritual journey of life. It's to be open to life and the adventure of life in general. So I guess today I give you the gift of these 12 steps. They are so special. And they work. You become so spiritual as a result of it. Will you become religious? I don't know. That's up to you. But you will become spiritual. And finally, in my life, I understand today what it means to be spiritual. Finally. Because I know today that I can love me, I can like me, I can respect me, I can care for me, and I can share that with others. It's my spirituality. My spirituality is unique. It's me. My God is unique because my God works through me. I am at peace with my God today, and I share that peace with you as I share these 12 steps. Thank you, and God bless you.